Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the October 2010 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. I normally post this to the blog by the end of each month, but because I'm traveling out of the country this week with limited access to a broadband connection, I'm a little late producing this one. Hopefully I'll be back on track next month. So, without further ado, it's time to answer your questions about mind mapping software. Jeff asks, I don't know if this is a topic you want to address in your next coaching call, but I am curious. I have both Mind Manager and NovaMind, but I'm fascinated with Personal Brain. I just can't figure out how I would use it and when it is more effective than one of the more traditional mind mapping tools. Jeff, thanks for your question. It depends on what you want to do with mind mapping. If you have a need to create large, complex knowledge bases with potentially thousands of topics, that's something that Personal Brain does very, very well. It also allows you to represent more complex relationships than most other mind mapping software does. Most of these programs enable you to create relationship lines to connect only two related topics that are part of different branches. If you're working with a very large map, that can get kind of ponderous and hard to follow. In Personal Brain, you can create connections between any two topics. You can then use them as navigation tools to explore related topics as you drill down through the levels of your quote-unquote brain, which is what the developer calls files in Personal Brain. If you're primarily working on projects, doing brainstorming, or other more conventional tasks, you probably want to stick with Mind Manager and NovaMind, both of which are excellent programs for those types of applications. Thanks again for your question, Jeff. Bob and Benjamin ask, can mind mapping software be used as a web page? How can I publish it on my website that includes graphics and notes and can be navigated by a user and does not require Adobe Acrobat Reader? Bob and Benjamin, thanks for your questions, which were so similar that I joined them into one. When it comes to publishing your mind maps as a web page, the options are somewhat limited. Many mind mapping programs enable you to publish your maps as an image file with hotspots for hypertext links, but there isn't really any interactivity in this format. In other words, you can't expand or collapse map branches, click on file attachments to view them, view notes, and do some of the other things that you're looking for. The other way to publish your mind maps to the web is to do so in an interactive viewer format. You mentioned Adobe Acrobat Reader, and I assume here you're referring to the capability of Mind Manager to publish interactive mind maps that are viewable in Adobe Acrobat Reader, which now supports Flash animation. Essentially, what Mind Manager does is builds a Flash file that can be viewed within Adobe Acrobat Reader, within this Flash-enhanced reader. That's one option. The only other major mind mapping program I know of that does something like this but doesn't use Acrobat is Visual Mind, which publishes your mind maps in a Java format that's interactive. If anyone knows of any others, please go ahead and leave a comment in the blog. Bob also asks, I need to attach multiple things to a topic or thought, and it appears that only Personal Brain supports multiple attachments and links to a single thought or topic. Things can also be relationships between topics, which Personal Brain also allows. Are there others? Bob, one of the reports I publish as a bonus for my Power Tips and Strategies for Mind Mapping Software ebook is a Mind Mapping Software Comparison Chart. It compares a matrix of software features. I send it to all of the software developers periodically, and then they tell me what features their programs support. Here is a list of software programs that support multiple attachments, at least according to their developers anyway. The list is larger than you might think. iMindMap, MindGenius, MindMapper, MindVisualizer, NovaMind, MindView, which was formerly known as OpenMind, Visual Mind, XMind, and My Thoughts for Macintosh. Normally when I get a question like this, one of the first things I do is open each of these programs to verify if they support a feature that a reader has asked about, and then I report back to what I found. However, this week I'm traveling without my personal laptop, which contains copies of all of these programs, and I only have a handful of mind mapping programs installed on my work laptop, unfortunately. But I was able to verify that iMindMap and XMind can handle multiple attachments per topic. I hope that helps you. As far as multiple relationships are concerned, I'll have to do some additional research and get back to you. I'll try to have an answer for you by the November coaching call. Thanks for your question, Bob. David asks, I need a mind mapping program that lets me print out not only my mind map, but also the map as an outline and my notes that go along with it. Which of the various mind mapping programs have this ability? Most of the major mind mapping programs, David, offer an outline view where you can see your mind map in the form of a hierarchical outline. From that view, you should be able to print the outline. I'm not entirely certain about the notes. I believe that some of the programs will print notes as paragraph text, while others may require you to print out notes separately. Again, this is a question that I'll need to do a bit more research on, and I'll get back to you with an answer in the November coaching call. Thanks for a great question, David. Howard asks, what's the best way to share mind maps and collaborate with folks who don't do mind mapping? That's an interesting question, Howard. A lot of people want to know the answer to it. Simply put, there's two kinds of people, those who favor linear, step-by-step thinking and who typically aren't receptive to non-linear, visually oriented presentation of information, such as you would find in a mind map. The other type of person is more creative and is more visually oriented as a general rule, and they're more comfortable with viewing information and ideas presented in a non-linear format like a mind map. Linear thinkers, traditional thinkers, tend to view mind maps as somewhat frivolous. Because of the imagery and colorful icons that visual maps often contain, they don't take these maps seriously. Part of that may be due to all of the mythology that surrounds the early days of mind mapping, when it was seen purely as a creativity and memory enhancement tool, and no one really viewed it as something you could use in business. But once it made the transition to mind mapping software and it continued to evolve beyond its roots, it's now very much a serious business tool, but that reputation still continues to be associated with it. Sometimes when linear thinkers see a mind map, you can almost see their eyes glaze over. There's even a name for this phenomenon. It's called map shock. So how do you share mind maps and visual information with linear thinkers and avoid map shock? One of the best strategies I've learned about is to expose them to it gradually. Give them a conventional report with paragraphs of text and headings that are very familiar to them. And if you're doing a PowerPoint in both of these mediums, and try and incorporate one or two mind maps into these media as supporting elements. The point here is to spice up your communications with a few mind maps as supporting elements. They need to be appropriate, of course. You can't just do this at random. Where it makes sense, where they provide meaning and context, drop them in, but don't have them be the main part of the meal, if you will. They should be a side attraction, something that helps them to see these visual elements within a more familiar context, and that tends to make them more palatable. And they'll get used to seeing them if you put these in your reports on a regular basis. And, of course, as I alluded to earlier, the rest of your communication, your PowerPoint deck or your Word document or whatever medium you're working in has to support that. It can't just be there and people go, what does this mean? I mean, the two need to work together. The words and the visual need to support each other. And if need be, you ought to spend like a paragraph of text in a Word document explaining what the map means and why it's there. Another very effective strategy is to invite linear thinkers to participate in a group brainstorming session where you're using mind mapping software to capture everyone's ideas. These types of small group ideation sessions tend to generate a lot of positive energy and momentum because people love to see their ideas on screen, and they love to see how their ideas fit within the context of all of the other ideas that their colleagues are contributing. In this type of environment, what you'll often find is that linear thinkers get caught up in the excitement. Being bottom-line linear folks, they're all about results. And in this kind of a setting, they can see in a tangible way how mind mapping software enables the group to be more productive and to generate a lot of great ideas. Not only is it a way to capture ideas, but even more attractive to them is that as you wrap up this brainstorming meeting, you can track meeting outcomes, next steps, and even team assignments. It's a great way to expose them to mind mapping in a very productive business context. So, in summary, it is possible to convert these people, but keep in mind it's a slow process. Also, keep in mind that there's degrees of acceptance of mind mapping. In other words, you may find that some non-users, over time, will become more open to viewing information presented in the form of a mind map, but they still may never create one themselves. Others will jump right in and become creators as well as viewers of mind maps. It all depends on the personality. Great question. Roman asks, do you know anything about SmartDraw? How does it stack up against its competitors? Thanks for your question, Roman. Yes, I do know a fair amount about SmartDraw, and I've used it for years. I do plan to write a review of the latest version, SmartDraw VP, in the near future. This is a powerful, flexible business diagramming program that enables you to create many different types of diagrams, including mind maps. However, the process of creating mind maps in SmartDraw is fairly laborious compared to most pure mind mapping programs, so I wouldn't recommend it for any serious visual mapping projects. However, you need to definitely keep in mind that the mind map is only one of many ways of presenting information visually. And if your needs include things like business process mapping or visually mapping out your product's competitive space, SmartDraw is an excellent tool for those types of applications. And it's designed so that the average person can create business diagrams quickly and easily. It does this by first asking you what kind of diagram you want to create, and once you've made that selection, it displays a set of visual elements that are appropriate for that task, so there's not a lot of extra clutter there confusing you. The shapes, the images, the icons, and so forth are all very appropriate for creating that particular type of diagram or chart. And you can drag and drop those elements into the program's workspace and connect and manipulate them in a variety of ways. It's quite flexible, it's easy to use, and I like it a lot for those applications that go beyond mind mapping. I hope this helps you, Roman. Lawrence asks, during the last coaching call, I asked a question about wiki capability for mind mapping. I forgot to mention exactly what I meant by wiki because there's many different types of wikis. The answer I got was a recommended software application that imported or exported a mind map to a Wikipedia-type wiki. However, I was thinking more along the lines of a personal wiki for organizing notes, not collaboration. For an example of such wikis, check out TiddlyWiki, Note Studio, and Wikilin. I think that such a wiki map view would be better suited for mobile phone apps. Have we seen this type of functionality in a mind map? Not directly, Lawrence. What you're looking for is very specialized, I'm afraid. But I have seen something like it, though. Spinscape is a web-based mind mapping and information discovery tool that has some unique innovative features, and I have reviewed it on my blog, and I urge you to take a look at that. And its developers have created an app for the Apple iPhone that displays the various levels of your mind map in a format much like you described. Instead of trying to display the hierarchy of map topics and subtopics in a visual format on this small screen, it instead shows them as a list of top-level topics as sort of a text list. If you click on one top-level topic, it drills you down to view all of its child topics, again as a text-based list, and you can keep drilling down to successively deeper levels of your map in that more linear way. And it actually does make really efficient use of the limited screen real estate of the iPhone. I don't know of any desktop or web-based mind mapping program that offers this type of functionality, however. Last question. Lawrence also asks, can you recommend an Android app for mind mapping? As of this coaching call, I'm only aware of two mind mapping apps for the Android, MindMap Memo and Thinking Space. I don't own an Android phone, so I can't recommend one versus the other, but based upon what I can see from the developers' websites and some of the buzz I'm reading about online, Thinking Space seems to offer more functionality. That's it for this month's questions and answers. Please remember that you can send me your questions at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com, or you can use the feedback form on the blog. I look forward to hearing from you. This has been Chuck Fry. Good day.